plus 7 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. I'm Rich McFadden with the froggy voice.
It's getting really nice, though, Rich. It's really coming along.
It's getting much better. Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
So hopefully this week I'll be back to normal. And over there, she's sounding quite normal. Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler.
Normal-ish.
I know. And you will notice one voice is missing this morning, and that's our fearless leader, Doug Steffen, who is trapped in the telephone lines of Florida. South Florida. Traveling through there, tried to get a connection back to the studio last night.
Allegedly.
Well, he called me. He did make the effort. I will give him that. But he could not get a good connection, so it's just us here with you this morning. And there are a couple of big stories to start out with. And obviously, first and foremost, is this missing airplane over Malaysia.
Is this crazy? I mean, if you didn't hear this plane, and you probably have to be under a rock, because everybody is talking about this.
Yeah, this is Friday night.
Yeah, all weekend. But Friday night in Vietnam, just out of Vietnam airspace, this Malaysian airliner just disappeared into thin air. There was no sign of trouble. They were at the safest part of travel during the flight. But no one seems to know what happened to it, and no one can find the remains of the plane other than some oil slicks.
Right.
And then late last night, it was reported that there was possibly a sighting of like an airplane door. But they still have to look into that to see if that's actually it. So what do you think happened to this plane? I mean, some people suspect...
They're going to need a submarine, unfortunately, to get this thing back. The U.S. Navy has deployed a couple of ships, and China has deployed some ships, and that's where it's at. I mean,
it's 6 planes and 7 ships from Vietnam alone so far have not been able to find and investigate and find what the where this thing is. I think you're right. You're going to probably have to get a submarine in there, because the amount of oil that's in the ocean, it was like one slick was 6 miles long and one was 9 miles long.
And here's the thing. This thing had to be catastrophic. There was never even a mayday call. It just fell off of the map. And when something like that happens, that means the plane split in half. And it was just done. The whole event was over with. When you don't have time even to call in a mayday, that doesn't mean you were going down. That means you just... something happened midair.
Mm-hmm.
So it's... you know,
and people
it's horrible.
Are speculating that this could be terrorism, because when going over the manifest of the 227 passengers, there were 2 people that were traveling with what looks like they were stolen passports.
Right.
That seems a little peculiar. So perhaps they blew the plane up. Maybe, I mean, what else could have happened to it?
That would certainly qualify as catastrophic.
That would. I mean, Ken and I were speculating that maybe they went through like a wormhole into an alternate universe. Maybe it was aliens. I mean, what else? A plane doesn't just disappear like that.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. I mean, I can't remember when the last... there have been a few, but when the last one was where a plane just disappeared.
There was one a couple years ago. Wasn't it in South America somewhere?
Yes.
Where, I think,
yeah,
it was Air
2009.
France?
2009. Right.
That disappeared. But they were able to find that within a matter of hours, I think.
Yeah,
it was a matter of years. It took 2 years to find it.
Well, I mean, the wreckage, yes, but they were able to figure out what happened after a few hours, weren't they?
I think it took longer. I think it was, but I think the situation was different, because it seems to me, I remember that there was some big storm that was involved
with that
plane. And this one from over the weekend, the weather was near perfect.
Yeah. So it's either some kind of malfunction, or I don't even want to go there yet. But, you know, people obviously go there. First thing they do is think about some kind of terrorist activity. And hopefully it won't be. Hopefully these people are resting in peace somewhere and not floating around. But anyway, Jennifer, did you feel any rumblings in California?
No.
I slept last night while you were sleeping.
No, not that I know of. I slept all the way through the night. These are the best kind of earthquakes. As someone who's lived in California her whole life, you want to have these gigantic earthquakes like somewhere where you can't feel it, as long as there's not a tsunami. So the story is, overnight, the 6.9, that's a big big earthquake, 6.9 yeah. earthquake, struck in the Pacific Ocean off the California coast early this morning. It hit about 50 miles west of Eureka, and it occurred about 10:18 Pacific Daylight Time, 4.3 miles beneath the seabed, and that was all according to the USGS. And then it was followed by about a half a dozen aftershocks, which is typical. That happens always after you get a big earthquake. But one of the aftershocks was 4.6, which is actually a big quake all on its own. No threat of tsunami, which is good, and apparently not a lot of damage. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Department oversaw all the calls, and they said that there were no damage or injuries. So the good news here, you get that earthquake out in the middle of the ocean, there's yeah. no tsunami, and you're relieving some pressure off the plate to the earth. And whew.
I heard somebody who went through it, and they said it was a roller rather than a shaker. And, you know, being here in Washington, D.C., I've only had one earthquake experience in my life, and that was definitely a roller. Have you noticed, or either of you being in California, Jennifer, there all your life, have you had both kinds, and what is the difference?
Some of them, well, it's interesting. Some of them feel more jolty than rolling. It doesn't necessarily really matter. I mean, obviously, rolling doesn't do as much sharp damage, but when I was in college, I had the opportunity to take, you know how you have to take, like, an earth science as a general ed requirement?
Sure. Yeah.
I actually had the opportunity to take earthquakes with Kate Hutton. She is the woman that you always see on TV from Caltech.
Oh, cool.
After the earthquake. So she actually taught an earthquake class. We got to do a field trip at Caltech. It was really cool. But probably the best thing that she did in that class is she really dissected the parts of the earthquake. So now you kind of wait to feel them when you have them. So you don't get as scared, I guess.
Right.
But that first original jolt, that's the P wave. That's the primary wave. And so really each earthquake is comprised of a jolt and a roll. The P wave is that sharp jolt. And then the secondary wave is the roll. So there's two parts of every earthquake. You have to wait for both of them to be over. So first it's that sharp P wave, and then the rolling S.
So when somebody describes it as a shaky one, that means they were right over the
jolt.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, very informative. Thank you. I never
Anytime,
knew that.
Sir.
The P wave.
Nice.
Coming up, we're going to tell you about a father who says he wished his son had never been born. That's 14 past the hour on Doug Steffens. Good day.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. And I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called NON24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24 Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Your Buick certified service technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, or brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington if you plan to make it your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick certified service experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick certified service. And now's the perfect time to experience it for yourself. Get AZ Delco professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle every day. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services and tax extra. Excludes select vehicles. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Text CLEAN to 555-444 and get 15% off your cleaning supply purchase. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer valid in store and at staples.com through 3/15/14. Exclusions may apply. You'll receive one message per text. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase necessary. See staples.com/SMS for Staples mobile terms and conditions.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
It's 17 past the hour. Dutch Devin's Good Day. We all remember a couple of years ago the horrible shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School, in which the person who I refuse to say his name on the air because I don't want to give these people any attention, shot his mother, and then took the guns, and then proceeded to go to the local elementary school and shoot teachers and children and other horrible things. But his dad was interviewed by Piers Morgan, his first interview, and Peter Lanza, and said his son, he wished his son had never been born.
Wow.
There is no worse evil than what he did.
Wow.
And,
you know, that's what I was, you're kind of curious about, because, you know, once these guys go off, you want to know what their family structure was like. And the dad, remember, had no comment for a long time, and kind of interesting to hear what he has to say now.
Well, the father had had no contact with the son for 2 years and pretty much left it to the mother. And when
Which isn't necessarily fair either.
No, it's not fair at all. And Piers asks him, do you think the mother bore any responsibility for the shooting?
Well, she bears a lot of responsibility. She's a mother. I think any mother would say that they bear a lot of responsibility for their child. You know, we have shooting sports. For a healthy kid, it's fine. And maybe early in his life, maybe it was okay. They shot as a family. She was born on a farm. But I think the implication of your question, and I agree with it, is that as he struggled to find his place in the world, as his contemporaries went on to college and went on to jobs, and he ended up basically sitting home, it starts to get unhealthy, perhaps, and I think she should have regulated the activity a little bit more.
So, what about you, Dad? You know, where were you during this whole thing? And he said that he was socially awkward, had anxiety issues, stress, unable to concentrate. We don't hear about that too often anymore, do we?
Right.
It's just every teenager.
It's hard to think that you could give up on your son, I guess, as a parent. But at the same time, when you have someone so damaged, what do you do? I mean, as a parent, I'm not defending this guy at all, but if you put yourself into a position with the son that has very big problems, what do you do? Who do you reach out for help? I mean, it's difficult,
well,
I would imagine.
We have a case here in Virginia where Creed Deeds, a local state senator, tried to get his son into help, and there were no available beds.
Right.
Later that day, the son stabbed him and killed the mother. And it's just...
It's easy to throw stones when you're not in the situation, for sure.
Well, I'll play Doug right here. It's the food.
Yeah, that could be.
It's the food.
Chemicals.
It's the chemicals. So, but be aware. It's 21 past the hour, and Doug Stephens Good Day.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables.
They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas. Easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Saying that they're having some problems, but U2 says, hey, no big deal, right, Ken?
Yeah, they've had this amazing media blitz. They had a Super Bowl commercial. They had the Golden Globes. They're on the Tonight Show to kick off when Jimmy Fallon took over. They were at the Oscars just last weekend.
Yeah, they've been everywhere.
So they had everything building up for what was supposed to be a brand new album, and then all of a sudden word comes out that it's not going to be ready till next year. They're
really?
they're bringing on a couple more producers. They say everything is fine. They just want to get it done right. And the record label says, you know, we never set a release date. But they had already booked with, I think it was with Live Nation, to do a big tour this summer, and now that's been pushed back to next year as well.
You know, so. It's funny. A friend of mine and I were texting back and forth to each other yesterday about REM and how great they were in the first two albums, Eponymous and Orange, and then just kind of got popular, which is what they said they'd never wanted to become. And then just kind of, you know, you can debate their music after that.
Oh, you music snobs. That album with Shiny Happy People was the best song that R.E.M. ever did. Give me a break.
And my friend made
Stop
the joke.
Being a snob.
How to Fall Off the Earth after two albums signed by, you know, Michael Stipe and Bono. And I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You two had like six classic rock albums of all time. And then after that, I would say when they hit that disco era with like Zooropa and whatnot, yeah, you can debate each album because each one was just kind of this experiment and it either hit or it didn't.
Right. And, you know, How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb, great album. So, I mean, there's still very capable of good stuff.
What? When did music... Okay, I don't understand. And maybe you can let me in. Music is supposed to be fun.
Yes.
Sometimes this critically acclaimed stuff is a little snoozy, Rich. Sometimes the stuff that big time music people like, a little bit boring for the rest of us.
But I will challenge all of you.
Okay.
Okay. Name five bands or artists with more than two hit albums.
Toby Keith.
Now, you know what? You can do that well in country. It works.
Yep.
You know, you can obviously go Beatles, Zeppelin, Hendrix, you know, all that stuff. But do it with current artists that are out there.
Oh, forget it. Usher.
Usher.
The only reason I knew that is because I watched The Voice. I caught up a little bit this weekend.
I mean, you know, you can name five, but then you start to go, who
Britney
else?
Britney Spears. Yeah. Christina Aguilera, probably.
Sure. There you go. Okay, keep going. Get to number six.
Okay. Oh, is this the big challenge?
Well, you just think about it. I mean, it makes you appreciate the ones who are able to do it. So, you know, I'm a classic rock guy. I go listen to the Eagles, and I'm just amazed at the amount of albums that there are. And you listen to the Beatles, and you're just like, how in the world in 6 years
did these guys write
400 songs or whatever it was at the quality of what they
Don't you think at that time it was easier to have multiple hit albums because there was less choice? You couldn't go to YouTube to pick a new artist?
Not only that, but it was unbroken territory, and that's what made it great. It's 28 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day.
This is your Both Sides Minute, today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Katrina VandenHeuvel of The Nation. Coming right up, should the FDA allow the genetic material from three people to produce healthier babies?
Welcome back to Science Today. And we already have our next caller. Welcome. Who's this?
Hi, I'm Philip.
Hello, Philip. You sound really young.
Not really. I'm nine.
Oh, wow. You're still in elementary school, right?
Does that matter?
Oh, no, not at all. What's your question?
Well, I know the molecular formula for water is H2O. I also know that hydrocarbon is CH3CH250CH3. Glucose is C6H12O6. The general formula for an alkene is CnH2n+2. But what I can't seem to find is any scientific formula for Bob.
Bob?
My goldfish.
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Lowry and VandenHeuvel. If the FDA approves a new procedure to combine genetic materials from three people, will that lead to healthier babies or an ethical minefield?
I think it's an ethical minefield. We're still debating stem cell research issues. And I have close friends who've had twins by surrogate. I'm for all kinds of advances that allow people to have healthy babies. But this one sounds complicated. I think our world is moving so quickly in science, yet the legal frameworks, the social frameworks, are still archaic in comparison.
No, I agree with Katrina. It sounds like an ethical minefield. And the technology is driving very fast down the road, and the ethics need to be sure they're keeping up.
This is Mark Green, the host of Both Sides Minute, today with Katrina VandenHeuvel of TheNation.com and Rich.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Spelled with a K and a K. Doug Steffen, your great host, who is always here, prides himself on always being here. Christmas Day, New Year's Day, somehow couldn't find his way into a studio today.
I'm going to mark this as an unexcused absence, I think.
Running around in Florida. He called me last night saying, I've been trying to get a connection for hours, and I can't get it to connect. Right.
For hours, really?
For hours, So anyway,
that's okay. We all deserve a day off.
He definitely, of anybody, he deserves a day off without a doubt. So, having a good time, hopefully getting a little sleep as well. Until then, we have the stories that you need to know today, and Jennifer is going to tell us what's up in the latest with Kim Jong-un.
Well, you know, Richie, there was a little election yesterday in North Korea. I don't know if you heard about this.
How many people were on the ballot in North Korea?
Well, you know, funny that you should ask, because it was only one. It was Kim Jong-un. Oh. Surprisingly, you know, everybody else that wanted to go on the ballot somehow got fed to the dogs.
And what was the turnout in North Korea for the election?
Well, you know, it was 100% turnout, and it was a unanimous approval of Kim Jong-un, because everybody loves that guy.
He is Mr. Popularity. And Mr. Kim Jong-un, wow, 100%.
Yeah.
Maybe we should take a lesson from North Korea.
Hey, that's amazing.
What's the turnout here in the United States? What do we get, 40%?
It's like 20%, 30%, 40%, depending on who it is.
A good election is 45%, maybe.
And that's for national. I mean, local elections can be like 20%.
Right. So maybe he's got something going on here. All they need to do is find one other person to add to the ballot, and maybe they'd have something going on.
What do you think happened to the one guy that said, hey, is there anybody else on this?
Exactly. You know, it's funny. My wife, she is Colombian, and she is a dual citizen. She's been an American citizen for, I don't know, 25 years or something like that, and is still a Colombian citizen and still votes in Colombian elections. And she was showing me, as the results were coming in over the weekend, where her guy was and where her party was. They have, like, 16, 18 different parties that you can vote for there. And, you know, so everything is very fractional as far as, you know, these ones are getting 15%. And that's, you're pretty much killing everybody if you get 15%. And then the rest, you know, 3 and 5 and 8%. But, I mean, they have like 7 or 8 different ruling parties. And I started thinking about that. And you go from one extreme. You have Kim Jong-un and the one party and the one guy.
Hey, it's not even a party.
Yeah, I know. It's a party that is. And then you have us with the two parties and a third party here and there trying to break in. And then you have the UK and Colombia and other countries like that where there's like 15 and 20 parties where you are basically represented by, 15% of the population of the people's wants and needs. And I just find that fascinating. Even though I like it, just because you have more choices and more options,
the guy who actually wins... It probably becomes convoluted, though. It must be harder to get things done.
Yeah, and that's what I would think, too, is how do you get things done? Now, obviously, some of the parties have alliances with each other. And one of the things in Colombia that's interesting is that the guy who just won for Senate, one of the guys who just won for Senate, used to be their president. But he served his two terms and could no longer run for president. So he took 8 years off, watched the new guy pretty much take Colombia back to where it was before he was there. And now he decided he's going to run again for Senate to try and, you know, bring things back a little bit. And he's very popular. They would elect him for president again in a heartbeat, Uribe, and if they could. So it's just interesting to watch the elections, you know, pay attention to what's going on around the world and see the differences from what we have.
Absolutely. You know, this guy, Kim Jong-un, there was a quote that was released that said his solo win was an expression of all the service personnel and people's absolute support and profound trust in the supreme leader.
Wow.
As they single-mindedly remain loyal to him. You think you buy that?
Wow. And I would like to thank my former campaign secretary, my uncle, who is no longer with us.
Right.
God rest his soul.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
It makes you really, I mean, as much as we have issues here, it makes you kind of happy that at least we, you know, have a couple of choices.
Was
or at least
Dennis,
we're led to believe we have a couple of choices.
Was Dennis Rodman in town for his election?
For the election party, yes.
Wow. All right, so as long as we're talking about dirtbags in the news.
Yeah, Jorn Vandersloot, remember him? He was the one tied to the disappearance of Natalie Holloway, and then he was also in Peru when he allegedly offed another one of his girlfriends. Well, he's in Peruvian jail right now, and the government there says that once...
That can't be fun.
No, it cannot be fun.
Yeah,
once he completes his murder conviction on that second girlfriend, he'll be able to be extradited to the United States to face trial on charges that he extorted and defrauded the mother of Natalie Holloway. Okay, he's the chief suspect
wow.
in her disappearance, but that won't be until 2038. So
wow.
he's stuck in Peruvian jail until 2038, and then he can be sent to the U.S. Do you think he's going to even survive that? I mean,
no. That's
a long time. It's a long time for him to be in that type of situation. But you know what? A great fate for him. At least you know when he gets released, if he does make it, he's got a whole lot more trouble to come home to.
You know, European bar hop boys don't do well in prison.
Yeah. And it's a 28-year prison sentence, by the way.
Yeah. I don't see him making it over here.
Oof.
No. It's fine with me. And then... excuse me.
Barry Bonds.
Speaking of more dirtbags.
Oh, come on. Yeah. Barry's got those crazy feather earrings. Give me a break. He's, you know, it's spring training very much underway in all the parts of the country. Everybody's focusing on baseball in the spring. Well, it's been a while since baseball and Bonds were put together, but apparently they're going to reunite during his week-long stint as a Giants spring training instructor. He's headed to dress and head out alongside the Giants coaches in the Scottsdale Stadium clubhouse. He's going to do a news conference.
What's he going to instruct? How to shoot yourself up with steroids?
Hopefully he'll skip that lesson, Rich. I'm hoping. Hopefully the needle won't fall out of his arm.
If anybody, ever did steroids in baseball.
Look
at a picture of that guy's head.
Oh, yeah, he was gigantic.
Yeah, different sizes. And that melon grew to about three times the size it is now.
And that's how you can tell, because, hello, people's heads don't typically grow so noticeably like that.
I went to spring training one year in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Yeah.
And that dude's melon was huge. There is no way you get a head that big without some kind of help. He was injecting that stuff in his ears. No doubt in my mind.
Well, apparently Jason Giambi, who also may have partaken in the juice. He said Barry's got so much to give, he doesn't care what anybody says. He's one of the greatest players to ever play the game, and he's glad that he's back. And people are looking at this as like a reunion, like a little, let's settle this feud of trying to call people out for this type of behavior. But I don't know if that's a great message to send.
You know, Barry Bonds is a great player. There's no doubt about it. The guy, even pre-steroids, I mean, the guy was a talented baseball player. So I'm sure he does have a lot to give, and I'm sure that these guys, you know, probably know that their era will always be tainted by, you know, the accusations.
And the thing is, when one person starts to use, I mean, not to sympathize with these guys, because they're making millions of dollars a year, but when one person starts to use and they become so souped up in their performance, then everybody else is pressured to use too, because you want to keep getting those contracts. You want to keep coming back. Everybody wants your job. And so there's that intense pressure to keep getting bigger, bigger, better, and stronger.
You cannot compete. For everything to be on a level playing field, once half the league starts doing it, if you're going to keep a job, you have to do it. So
absolutely.
It kind of became this rolling snowball, and they couldn't stop it until and baseball looked, they turned their head to it. Bud Selig is the biggest hypocrite I've ever heard of in my life, because he's the one who calls people out and says, well, we're going to crack down on this. You're the one who actually started it and encouraged it and turned your head to it, a blind eye to it, for 15 years.
Right.
So sit down, shut up, and get out of the way and let somebody else come in and run the league.
Yeah. What Rich said. Get out of
here. Yeah. So let me see here. 24. We're going to have a little update on 24 when we come back here on Doug Steffens' Good Day.
Can we play the theme?
Tick, 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 tick.
I try to find the right one, but it seems like they all just have one thing on their mind.
Having only one thing on your mind can be a good thing when you find that special someone. At Geico.com, that someone is a car insurance policy, and the only thing on its mind is being your soulmate. Depend on easy online tools for paying bills and managing claims. Picture a life of savings as you gaze into the eyes of a free rate quote. That's our go-to move. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Text CLEAN to 555-444 and get 15% off your cleaning supply purchase. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer valid at store.staples.com through 3/14/14. Exclusions may apply. You'll receive one message for text message and data rates may apply. No purchase necessary. See staples.com/SMS for Staples mobile terms and conditions.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. I want you to imagine for a moment that you are extremely successful. That's right, extremely successful. Just imagine that for a moment. And as you imagine it, ask yourself this question. What would you do now that you are extremely successful? And you know what? It probably does not take long for you to enter into your mind about all the wonderful things that you will do once you're extremely successful. Well, guess what? That was a trick question. Because at this particular moment in your life, you are extremely successful. Make no doubt about it. You've achieved things. You've accomplished goals. You were able to help others. You're able to help yourself. That is extremely successful. I want you to think about yourself today, at this moment, and forever, that you are extremely successful. But you've got a long way to go for even more success. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
We made Tylenol Sinus to relieve your sinus headache. You made popcorn to perfection. We relieved your sinus congestion. You found the perfect movie for your kids. We eased your sinus pain. You got your kids to bed without a peep. Only Tylenol Sinus combines the number one doctor-recommended brand of pain relief and a powerful decongestant. But for everything we do...
Can I sleep in your bed?
We know you do so much more. Tylenol Sinus. Use as directed.
This theme, it's 47 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. That is the theme to, I would say, one of the
best favorites. Show ever besides the, I Love Lucy.
Yeah, the three of us, except for I Love, you would choose, what would you choose, I Love Lucy or 24?
Classic, I would probably have to go Lucy. I'm sorry, Jack Bauer, but
yeah,
because you can classic. Watch it, it's easy, it's classic, it was groundbreaking, but yeah. Gosh, 24, and it's funny because all three of us have very different TV tastes, and we all love this show.
Yeah, I'd say everybody on the show was a big 24 fan, so we're all excited about the reunion, and there's some new news.
Some new news. Ken's got a brand new sneak peek for us over at the website.
Yeah, today's video of the day, the first official trailer for the upcoming season of 24 was released yesterday.
A sneak peek.
The U.S. president arrived today in London.
Freeze it there.
It's Bauer.
Jack Bauer is a traitor and a psychopath.
If an American president is assassinated on foreign soil, you're looking at a world war. There's no going home for me.
No. Did that get your, like, I like get all goosebumpy when
yeah.
I hear that?
Yeah,
so
when
fun.
You hear Jack yeah. back in action, you definitely do. Now, and just looking at the trailer, and I'm coming up short on the names, but there are some very recognizable character actors in this thing, big-time actors. And the guy that plays the scummy-looking politician, Ken, I don't know whether you saw it and know what his name is, but he is perfect for this role. He is the perfect little weaselly-looking guy.
I'm sure
guy.
He's going to be happy to know that you think he's a scum and a weasel.
Let me tell you something. I'm sure he already knows that because that's why he gets these parts. And then...
You talking about Tate Donovan?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then who is the guy that's playing the new director, I guess, of... I don't know what agency they have, tracking down Bauer.
Benjamin Bratt.
He's famous. I mean, he's been in a lot of different
TV
shows.
Oh, yeah,
TV
no, he's... Well,
wasn't he married to Julia Roberts for a minute?
He was, yeah, for an absolute minute. So, all right, so, and also...
Hey, Rich, did you hear it's a big birthday today?
Yeah, this is a big birthday, too. Whose birthday is it, Kenny?
Chuck Norris, happy birthday.
And if you were
going to
send Chuck
today.
Norris, 74-year-old Chuck Norris, a birthday card, what would some of these birthday cards maybe say to Chuck Norris?
Chuck Norris can speak Braille.
You know, he never calls the wrong number either. You answer the wrong phone.
Chuck Norris can set ants on fire with a magnifying glass at night.
Hey, I didn't know this, but Chuck Norris has a grizzly bear carpet in his room. Did you guys know that? The bear isn't dead. It's just afraid to move.
Chuck Norris can strangle you with a cordless phone.
With a cordless... What's the one about Thomas Edison? Alexander Graham Bell.
Yeah, when Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone, he had 3 missed calls from Chuck Norris.
Happy 74th birthday to Chuck Norris. It's 51 past on Good Day.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Doug Steffens, Good Day with Jennifer, Rich, and Ken. And it's time for a little tech news in our tech segment here with our friend Shelley Palmer, who today is going to take a look at Gmail's new apps and how they can greatly improve the functionality for all of you Apple users.
In 1949, Scooter hopped on the horn and called up Geico to save himself some cashola.
In 1986, Clarissa gagged on a spoon when her insurance bill was way high, so she switched over to Geico and was, like, way amped with her savings.
OMG. In 2010, Sienna's parents got their savings on with Geico right after her totes awesome Sweet 16. That's nothing to LOL about.
Over the past 75 years, the expressions have changed, but one thing hasn't. Saving money with Geico.
Okay, you ready? I'm gonna let go of the bike now.
Wait, not yet, Dad.
No, just keep pedaling. You've got it.
Don't go, don't go.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
I already did. You're doing it.
Woohoo! I'm doing it.
But once we take action, we're awfully glad we did. Markets are changing, and interest rates are still low. If you're thinking about getting into the real estate market, now may be the time to make your move. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if you've used Gmail on an iDevice before this week, you know the experience was less than ideal. The app was sluggish and could take a while to load your inbox. The app's newest update, however, makes waiting a thing of the past. Update version 3.0 finally includes support for iOS 7's background app refresh, meaning that your Gmail app can now automatically download your email in the background even if you don't have the app open. Whenever you want to check your email, your inbox is up to date as soon as you open the app. To cut down on wasted time waiting for your inbox to load, make sure you turn on background app refresh and notifications for Gmail in the Settings app on your iPhone. The update also brought support for sign-in across all of Google's iOS apps like Maps, Drive, and YouTube. Signing into one of them means you've signed into all of them. It may sound minor, but it's definitely a boost in the convenience department. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it. For Doug Steffens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
Shower caps are in hotel showers so you can keep your hair dry, but I find it difficult to wash my hair while wearing one. Hotel concierge is a French word. When I need a .com for booking hotels, I go to hotels.com. It's on the internet at hotels.com.
Hotels.com, the obvious choice.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
South by Southwest is one of the bigger music festivals going on right now. Jennifer and I are going to tell you our favorite music festivals coming up in 60 seconds. But the festival is about to kick off in Austin, Texas, with a number of performers and brands taking center stage. For starters, the Doritos Bold stage is returning with its boldest headlining act to date, The Catch. The only ticket into the show is to complete an act of boldness. Brian Osuch has more.
The action on the Doritos Bold stage kicks off on Thursday, March 13th at the South by Southwest Music Conference and Festival in Austin, Texas. And only those that prove their boldness will have a chance to get in. Fans can visit Doritos.com to find out more, including the headlining act. Doritos' Jeff Klein.
Over the next several days, the Doritos brand will reveal a series of bold missions that fans must complete for a shot at gaining access to Thursday night's show. The first challenge is fans to share a picture or video that expresses their individuality through a bold action using the hashtags Bold Bravery and Bold Stage.
On Friday and Saturday during the festival, the Doritos Bold Stage will host a number of other musical acts. On those nights, for the first time ever, fans will be invited inside the Doritos brand's signature larger-than-life vending machine-turned-concert stage. To check out the bold missions and see official rules, visit Doritos.com. Thursday night's show will be live-streamed online at Fuse.tv and rebroadcast on Fuse, the national music television network of the Madison Square Garden Company. That's Entertainment Now from Doritos.
All right, so my favorite music festival is obviously the Jazz Fest in New Orleans.
I want to go with you some year. I think that'd be fun.
Bring it on. My wife might get a little upset because I tell her it's a guy's only trip, but for you, I can make an exception.
Well, I'm kind of one of the guys.
But it's a, it's a mix of jazz, blues, funk, rock, soul, gospel,
everything. You've got some country. It's Zac Brown one here, right?
And it's got some country, too, yeah. So, and your favorite festival, Jennifer?
Oh, come on. Got to be Stagecoach.
There it is.
I go usually every year.
And then Coachella and...
Never been to Coachella. I go to Stagecoach the week after Coachella.
Okay. So grab yourself a music festival. It's a lot of fun just to walk around from stage to stage to stage and catch a little music, catch a little sun. And
bring wipes for your hands,
maybe a
though.
Beer or two. Yeah, the wipes are good. It's 58 past the hour on Good Day.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.